Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Center of Spiritual Living of the Center of Southern Nevada. Thank you. Of Southern Nevada. I had a wonderful, morning this morning, and it actually kind of started 2 days ago. I love preparing for this session, you know. And one of the things that came up was, are we planting or seeding into Source the unknown? So do you say the phrase, better than I ever could imagine for myself? Have you heard that before? Okay. So, I speak in spiritual language. You know this? Everybody knows this? Okay. So one of the things that is very important is we always say surrender and release. But when we're manifesting something, it is like our ability to bring something into our space, into physical form, from our energetic field, our thoughts, our thinking, our faith, and bringing it into form. And so oftentimes we'll say, I'll use a car. I want a new car. It needs to have four doors. It needs to be blue. It needs to have a hatchback. And so we say all these things about a car. I didn't say man. But anyway, but you say all these things about, you know, the car, what you want the car to look like. However, the idea is that Source has the best thing for you, the good and the very good, the best and the very best. And so when we release into Source more than I've ever imagined for myself, so I want this car and I want it to look like this, and this is the way that I'm thinking about it, okay? But I want to release into Source the good and the very good, the best and the very best for myself, right? Okay. So in some practices, they use the phrase, more than I ever could imagine for myself. And so 2 days ago, that's what I was instructed to give the meditation on, okay? And so we're going to work through the chakra system like we always do. Each chakra has a purpose. And so we're going to focus on the chakra. The first chakra, I'm going to just describe it easily this time. Is just let's think about the first chakra as being at the tailbone, okay? And then the second chakra is just 2 inches below the belly button. Third chakra is just a few inches above the belly button. And then the rest are easy. The heart chakra, the throat chakra, the forehead chakra, the crown chakra, okay? So each chakra has a purpose, and each chakra is connected to an organ in your body. That's why you can, when you focus on this vertical channel of healing, that's why you can manifest and change and shift things in your body, because it's the energetic field is connected to an organ, okay? And that's a whole other thing, and we could be here for another hour. So, first chakra is culture, survival, those things, more than I ever could have imagined for myself. Community, more than I could ever imagine for myself. Second chakra, creation, how you want to create yourself. What are you creating in your life? More than I ever could have imagined for myself. Third chakra, the power, the source, the battery that keeps you going, allows you to have the spiritual fortitude to take a step into the unknown or a new direction or something, more than I ever could have imagined for myself. Love, the heart chakra, more than I ever could have imagined for myself. The throat chakra, communication, and I also put our divine work and purpose, how we speak about ourselves, more than I ever could have imagined for myself. The forehead chakra, the intuitive, getting connected with just knowing, more than I ever could have imagined to myself. My relationship with the divine, the crown chakra, more than I ever could have imagined for myself. How does that sound? That's pretty good. Yeah. Okay. So close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. Now, when we're thinking about the breath this morning, I want you to be very gentle with yourself, just allowing it to be conscious of your breathing. Just breathing in through the nose and out through the nose for right now. And feeling the breath as it's coming in and as you're exhaling, but no special effort. No breathing in and breathing out. Just allowing yourself to flow into your breath. In and out. Inhaling it and exhaling. And as you have your eyes closed, noticing that there is no space, it's not contained. This is the infinite within you, as above, so below, the law of correspondence. Everything that is above, everything that is source is within you. This non-contained space, with your eyes closed, is source. It's the infinite that's within you. Just focusing on the heart chakra for now. Open this space through love, connecting with the space as love. Being present in this space for love. And putting back into the space love, as love. Focusing on your heart. Taking a deep breath in and scanning your body in any place that there is any discomfort or tension, exhaling through the sigh of release, and that is in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. Ooh. Scanning your body from head to toe. Gently bringing your focus and attention to the first chakra by the tailbone. Focusing on the first chakra. Breathing in, connecting to the first chakra, in through the nose and out through the nose. Gently feeling the rhythm. Connecting the first chakra to the second chakra, just 2 inches below your belly button. Connecting the second chakra to the third chakra. Fiber of light. Connecting the third chakra to the fourth chakra, the heart center. Bringing the light now to the fifth chakra, the throat chakra. connecting the light from the fifth chakra to the sixth chakra. Connecting the light from the sixth chakra to the seventh chakra. And imagining that light now encasing you all the way around your body, connecting with your breath. Feeling the aliveness of this light. As you inhale, connecting with the Divine Infinite. And as you exhale, connecting with the Divine Infinite. Imagining yourself pulsating in synchronized rhythms with the All. As you breathe in, the All brings you more than you ever could have imagined for yourself. And as you exhale, you're planting your desires, your love, more than you could ever imagine for yourself. This ebb and flow of divine light. Seeing the light grow more than I ever could have imagined for myself, more than I could have ever imagined for myself. The good and the very good, the best and the very best, divine love, peace, joy, freedom. Planting into the All, receiving and accepting from the All. Ebb and flow this beautiful partnership, collaboration, and synchronized living. The living energy. This is the living energy of the Divine, connecting with the living energy of the Divine that you are. The I Am. More than I ever could have imagined for myself. More than I ever could have imagined for myself. The infinite source, the divine light, the energy of the All, complete, Taking a deep inhalation. And slowly exhaling. A deep inhalation, slowly exhaling, as you're pulling the breath in and exhaling it, moving that light closer and closer inward towards you, pulling it into your heart chakra. Allowing the light of the Divine Infinite to be with you in your heart. Feeling the pulsating as it aligns to the rhythm of your life. More than I ever could have imagined for myself. More than I ever could have imagined. By myself, feeling the pulsating rhythm of the Divine Infinite, knowing that all that is placed into your heart is connected through the Divine, and you walk in the light and the energy of Source. Feeling that light move into every cell of your body, every breath, moving into your essence of your daily walk, your daily life, lit up by the Divine, through the Divine, as the Divine, and for the Divine. Walking in the light of Source. And slowly, slowly, very slowly, as you feel ready, deepening the breath, coming back into this space and time. Slowly opening your eyes. Welcoming the daylight. Beautiful day today, the sun. Taking a deep breath in through the nose, exhaling through the mouth, coming back into this space and time. There we go. In through the nose, exhaling through the mouth, slowly opening your eyes. Welcome back. Welcome back. Everybody's back. Thank you. Okay. Bring your hands to your heart. Just feeling that light in your heart. Place that light of the Divine in your heart. And just saying, I love you to yourself. I love you. I love me. I love you. Just saying, I love you. Just feeling that light. I love me.
I love thee.
And I love thee.
And I love thee.
I am love I am.
I am love I am.
I love me.
I love me.
And I love thee.
And I love thee.
And I am love I am.
And I am love I am.
One more time. I love me.
I love me.
And I love thee.
I love thee.
And I am love I am. So, thank you to the Center of Spiritual Living of Southern Nevada. I kind of messed that up at the beginning. Under the direction of Reverend Marquita Pierre McAllister. I love this place. And thank you so much for having me today. Namaste.
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 You're amazing. That was
very amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is a new moon, so we're about to receive new beginnings. So if we receive more than we imagined we were ever going to receive, isn't that amazing that you picked this subject?
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting way to release into source and surrender into source. And I was reminded very clearly a couple of days ago that to let it go. But so often it's almost become cliche. Oh, surrender to this or let it go to that. But we don't necessarily have a technique or a method to actually sit quietly and go into our quiet space and go into the connection with source and say, okay, I'm going to turn this over. I'm going to release this into the divine, into the creative, what do you call that stuff, the gook, you know. The essence of God. You know, we can't see it. We can't necessarily put two eggs in there and some milk and some butter and create a cake, right? But we can seed into source our desire to be the best personification of source there is. And that is the manifestation of all there is, of all that is for you, the highest and best for you. So I was very happy to receive this little lesson from myself as well. And so I'm grateful to have been able to pass it forward. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.